Hi, this is Duchess Robinson for Duchess.pro, 8x10 Design, and some other platforms. And today, when I get on this platform, I like to really talk about things that I see and hear while I'm on social media or if I'm in a conversation. And I like to clarify a lot of things that I see and hear. And it's kind of, it's kind of interesting because I sit and I work with other brands, but eventually I'm just going to focus in on my own brand and just, focus on those things because I often hear people who feel they understand digital marketing, but there's no numbers to back that. And then I also hear people talk about things I know they got off of YouTube. And when you're hearing it, and this has been for years, I've heard people talk about digital marketing and how to brand and how to market effectively. And a lot of the times when we talk about analytics, they bring up the insights and analytics on social media. Now, as a digital marketing expert and pro, I do not overshadow some things. I try to, in one situation I had to mention my digital marketing degree is a master's. And I didn't go into how deep that was, but it was trying to give the person who was spouting off a lot about digital marketing, and I'm sitting here like, this is just not going to work. This is what I'm saying to myself, this is not going to work. And I know it's not going to work because I've had the ups and downs for many, many years running my own digital business. Some up, some down. While I was in a hospital, as I stated in my last podcast, I came out and there were so many different things for digital marketing, specifically with the ChatGPTs and the image generators. And I told you, everybody now believes they know how to use AI, but you don't. You really don't. It is something. But I do want to jump on a topic that I keep hearing in conversations. And I don't want to make people feel like that I'm slighting them. I just want them to understand the destructiveness of not clearly understanding what digital marketing is. And I love when people put me in a box because they don't understand. A lot of people know me for the work I've done for my business, Black Girls Hair Rock. That's all organic marketing. That's content-based marketing. That is clear call to actions and brief call to actions. But the analytics does not just come from likes, shares, and follows. It comes from things that they may like. Because, again, I tell people you want to do 80-20 of your marketing and you want to be personalized. A lot of the stuff that I do on Black Girls Hair Rock is not personalized as of yet, but I'm setting a foundation of getting people, and that was the goal, getting people to recognize the brand. Know what it is, I even had to change the logos a couple of times to get the necessary effects that I've had. With the changing algorithm, there is a difference. So one of the pitfalls that I've noticed that people are discussing are things that I call surface level digital marketing. And they're missing a lot of what is needed. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of time, in my opinion, to go surface. Generally because you're going to have to go back and retract it. So my idea of it, honestly, is to just start from the foundation and build it up. That way you're not going back in the middle of it. A lot of times I'm helping brands and social media marketing reestablish themselves with a foundation. The thing is, people want to build, in the midst of it, this diluted, oversaturated, just getting post out without a clear call to action and a goal. Brand recognition, all of those things are out the window. So your foundation is not steady, because again, you're going to have to go back, and that's just a whole nother issue. So, you know, in the dynamic realm of marketing, the pursuit of visibility and engagement often leads businesses down a path of surface level strategies. Like, really, these approach might promise quick wins and broad exposures, but they can, you know, inadvertently undermine the very essence of the brand and integrity and the customer loyalty. Let's delve into like the critical shortcomings of shadow digital marketing tactics, and let's highlight the consequential absence of all clear call to actions. The oversight is detrimental to the brand, period. And I hear people trying to do that anyway. The facade of surface level digital marketing at its core, surface digital marketing is a superficial, and what I mean superficial approach that prioritizes quantity over quality. And the strategy is heavily reliant on generic content. Like, it's generic. You may be posting images of your business and not doing particularly, you know, just content from everywhere. But the issue is the content is generic because you have not defined a clear marketing foundation. The broad targeted campaigns, and it's to me like a spray and pay mentality, hoping that you capture the widest audience as possible. However, this approach fails to engage consumers on a meaningful level or foster a genuine connection. It's akin to skimming a book and claiming to understand. Both depths and the nuances are lost. So, if I am, for example, I'm going to use one of my businesses, say Black Men in Fashion, high numbers. If I begin to just post, you know, different men that are working with the brand itself, even though it's different from everybody else, if you do not have a clear brand message that is unilaterally out, I don't care how many calendars you have, I don't care how many meetings you have, if your foundation of marketing is all over the place, your handles are all over the place, the concepts are over the place, and nothing is on one accord, if you are generally just going from where you stand, it's going to lack the personalization that it should. Like, today's consumers really crave the personalized experience. The surface level marketing, it's its own one size fit all. It is like an impersonal, it's impersonal. It often fails to resonate in individual interests or need. The disconnect can lead to perception and brand detachment and make it indifferent, honestly, driving potential customers towards competitors who are more tailored for engagement. Again, it just, to me, it doesn't make sense. Get things in order. I'm a firm believer that your biggest asset to your digital marketing is not the social media. It is actually your website. Your website can give you more analytics, more insight than social media. Social media to me is very instant. It's very instantaneous. I don't really have to do anything. I just like it. I can share it. I like it. It's good. But if I click and go to your website and fill out a form or something like that, that's where you know that your marketing strategy is working. So even that, it dilutes, and we'll talk about a little of what I mean by that later in this podcast. The dilution of the brand identity. A brand's identity is shaped by its value, its voice, and its vision. Superficial digital marketing tactics dilute this identity, reducing it to a generic message that lacks distinctiveness and depth. Over time, I'm telling you, it'll make your brand forgettable, but it can also erode trust and authenticity in the eyes of your audience. I mean, it's just, you know, short-term gains, long-term losses. While surface-level strategies might yield immediate results in terms of likes and shares, they are rarely sustainable without fostering meaningful. And what I mean fostering meaningful is that engagement piece. We can post all kind of social media stuff. That is the, it is, and I don't mean to say it, but I have to say it. It is the dumbest strategy possible for you to believe, because you got a lot of likes and shares, that you have a successful marketing strategy for your social media. Why do I say that? Again, it's instantaneous, and I'll go in depth why you cannot rely on social media insights or analytics for you to see if a brand is doing well. Like, literally, you're trying to foster meaningful interactions and build loyalty. Like, that's what you're trying to do. Those are short-term matrix that offer little in or way of business outcome or brand growth. It does not clearly define a goal or anything. If your website is just blah, you don't have a goal, you don't have any of these things. I even have to deal with people who feel like their website has to have the moving parts, this, and that, but they don't understand the consumer become distracted and you lose your engagement in that. If you don't have a place for your social media, and I talk about it in depth when I talk about social media is just the ingredients, and your website is the pot to cook the ingredients, or your email campaigns. I often hear people just talk about social media and not realize email campaigns are intricate. Another thing that people need to understand, you don't need to be on every social media platform. I know some people are just gasping for air for that. Why? Because there is a metric of your brand and who you are trying to engage that according to different social media platforms. So if you are looking to get And I heard this in a conversation, and I just said, Okay. I just, at this point in time, I hear so much gibberish from people when they're talking about social media, and I know they don't know what they're talking about, and they're too busy patting themselves on the back to realize I'm not saying a word. The person who is there for that is ignored. Too many times I've seen that in businesses and organizations. And I literally have to discuss that. If you have a business, if your business is real time action in real time, and then that conversation, when we're talking about real time, they have no clue what that is either. So that's a whole nother ball game. But when you're talking about that, you do not need to be on every platform because every platform will not be beneficial for your brand. Hootsuite was a app used in the early 2010s and for digital marketing for you to get your message out on all of these platforms at one time. What is the drawback? The drawback of putting it on at every time, meaningful engagements are lost. You could put a hashtag on them, they can go everywhere, but having that type of conversation and engagement real life is different. It's different than just, boom, here you go. So there's a lot of things that are not taking place when you're just doing this broad white paper, engagement. Not having a clear call to action. And if you don't have these things in place, how can you have a clear call to action that bridges the consumer with an action to your business or your brand? Whether to make a purchase, to sign up for a newsletter, to downloading. Without this, you are missing the opportunity to have your content be engaging, and then you're coming into a dead end. And that's what you don't want. You do not want marketing dead ends. And you're failing to convert the interest into actionable outcomes. That's what I hear when people are saying it. Well, we're going to just post on social media, and we just want to get the engagements up on social media. That means absolutely nothing. And again, I will talk about digital marketing measurements and what that means and why you should throw that out the window. But a clear call to action with Black Girls Hair Rock, with Black Men in Fashion, and any companies that I utilize or help, there's always a clear call to action. For Black Girls Hair Rock, I had to test this over and over and over, because when I said yay or nay was the original call to action that I have, the engagements on the video, yay to nay, yeah, nay. So it was a picture of a younger with a beautiful hairstyle, and I put the generic yay or nay on it, and people got offended. Why would you even say nay? Why would you even put that on there? And that was a lesson, getting the information from the users. So I began to put in for you, yay or nay. And that gave a better response. Even when I don't put it on an image, people will still, because they recognize the brand, call to action, yay or nay. Black Men in Fashion wear a pass. Something very distinct and very clear. So, another thing with having a direction and purpose, a clear call to action is a direction that's telling your audience exactly what you want them to do next. It adds purpose to your content, ensuring that every post and ad and email serves as a strategic goal. Conversion optimization. CTAs are very pivotal in converting the website visitors or social media followers into leads and customers for your brand. By omitting a clear call to action, businesses will miss out on the opportunity to guide and to do all of these things. A clear call to action will allow you to track the measurements of your engagement, conversion metrics, offering insights into the effectiveness of your brand and strategies to improve your areas of improvement. Like, you really need to have these things in place so you'll know if your brand message and your campaign is working. You have to have these sales funnelings for your business. You don't want to miss an opportunity to guide prospects through your sales funding. Excuse me, I had to move around my microphone, so if I got a little louder, that's the reason, and it got loud in the background, and I wanted to make sure that you heard everything that I was saying in this particular podcast. So back to the conclusion of adopting a clear brand marketing portion. And then, like I said, I want to talk to you, you know, as to why elevating your brand, understanding what's going on. So even for evaluating your digital marketing strategies, you have to set clear objectives with specifics, measurables, achievables, relevant, and time-bound SMART goals. Whether it's increasing your brand awareness, driving traffic, generating leads, or boosting sales to your brand, you got to identify key performance indicators, your KPIs. For each goal, identify relevant key KPIs. For instance, your goal is to increase traffic. Your KPI could include website visits, bounce rates, and session duration. For lead generation, focus on the conversion rates and the number of lead generated. If you are relying on social media just to put out information, you are not doing any of these things. It's not one or the other. You do one thing and then do the other. It has to work concurrently together. All right. Let me go into the next portion of it. There are analytic tools like Google Analytics, social analytics, email marketing software to track your KPIs. These tools can help you learn the behavior, campaign performance, and ROI. And like I said, if you just rely on social media by itself, you're missing the opportunities of all of these goals that need to be in place. That's why I'm saying setting up a foundation of your digital marketing will allow these things to work concurrently together. And they will correspond into you getting accurate or close to accurate information for your marketing. Let's go to the next thing. So you have those, you have your tools, you have your clear objectives, you have your KPIs, your key performance indicators, you have your analytic tools. You need those to assess the channel performance. And that's what I'm saying, why you do not need to be on every social media platform. Because what is the point if you're on Kick or you're on Snapchat, if you are directing your brand to an older generation? What's the point of putting it on there? See, people try to cast a broad net and believe that's marketing. If I put it here, 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 and here. Listen, Snapchat are for young people. Facebook is for older people. Instagram is for middle age. TikTok has a range. But if you are focusing on getting, like saying an older generation, you would focus on the platforms that cater to an older audience. That's understanding your marketing channel. It would make no sense for you to be on Snapchat. You're just wasting marketing time. Next is A/B testing, experimenting with different content designs, call to actions to see what resonates best with your audience. People just use A/B testing, and when they say A/B testing, I know they've just been on YouTube. I do. Interactive things. There are trends that happen. Specifically, let's talk about TikTok, where TikTok talks about having the idea of course, I am a digital graphic designer, and people don't know. I mean, that trend is out, and if that's a part of your marketing strategy, it should be in that. Feedback loops. Collecting feedback, user testing, social listening, and that's what I do mostly, to understand the audience perception and experience. The quantitative data can offer insights that quantitative may not capture. Like, it really doesn't. So choosing the right channels. So channels are not just platforms. Let me just preference by saying that. SEO, search engine optimization, is a channel. It depends on your business goals, targets, and nature of the products and services. SEO is essential for increasing visibility and driving organic traffic to your website. Best for long-term growth. Content marketing, such as blogs, video, of course, podcasts, and infographic can educate, entertain, and engage your audience, building trust and authority. That's what it is. Social media marketing platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn can increase brand awareness. Get it? Engage with your audience and drive what? Traffic to your website. If your website is janky, what's the point of having beautiful social media? Yeah, okay. Email marketing is effective in nurturing leads, retaining customers, and promoting offers directly to people who have shown interest in your particular brand, business, whatever. If I hear a conversation about digital marketing and I do not hear the most popular and the most effective means of digital marketing, which is email marketing, there is an issue, because you can clearly see what clicks, what shares, where it goes. You can do paid advertisement. That's the pay-per-click ads that you see on Google and some other stuff. Some people don't like Google, but at this point in time, Google and Bing, they run the world, especially with the emergence of voice automations, such as Alexa and Siri and anything else. You have to be aware of that. You can also do influencer marketing. I am an influencer and in my own marketing. I cross-reference and cross-market all of my content because that's the way I built it up. Influencer marketing, collaborating, reaching out to new audience, understanding the credibility. You have to have a clear goal on what you want to do in marketing. But again, I also wanted to talk to you a little before we log off about, you know, basically social media analytics being the pitfall in personal development. It is it's one of those things. It has clear deceptions. So I wanted to get into that because I keep hearing that. I've heard that, I can say over the past week in some meetings and stuff like that, maybe 10 times that people looked at the analytics and they need to do this in order to get it out. Social media analytics and digital marketing is very deceptive and it's not reliable. And people need to understand it. Like the the ever-evolving landscape of digital marketing, social media analytics have become a compass by which many businesses navigate their online strategies. These metrics, often seen as the ultimate test of campaign success or failure, including likes, shares, comments, followers, growth, and engagement rates. However, beneath the surface, as which we've been talking about surface marketing, these are seamlessly straightforward numbers, lies a complex and misleading reality. I'm just going to tell you. It gives you an illusion of accuracy. First and foremost, it's critical to understand that social media analytics are not always as reliable as they appear. Platforms can vastly different methods of measuring and reporting data, leading to inconsistencies that can skew a marketer's understanding of campaign performance. When I was in graduate school for digital marketing, that was the first lesson. Do not rely on social media analytics. Reading, going through certification process, understanding social media analytics, you do not want to rely on. You know, for example, what one platform considers an engagement might not be the same for others. They lack the standardization and can create confusing and misinterpretation and results. So that's one aspect. Let me go into another one. The vanity matrix trap. And you're asking me, what is that? Vanity matrix, like likes or follower counts, are all misleading indicators of success. These numbers might look impressive at a glance, but fail to reveal the depth of real engagement or the quality of those interactions. High numbers might not translate to actual business values, as they don't necessarily correlate with the conversions or the sale. Focusing solely on these metrics can distract marketers from more meaningful measures of success, such as a customer's retention or ROI. Here's the one that you're going to love. The influence of bots and fake accounts. The presence of bots and fake accounts further complicates the reliability, I can't even say it today, the reliability of social media analytics. These artificial entities can inflate engagement metrics, giving a false impression of campaign effectiveness. Marketers can be led to believe that their strategies are working well when in reality, a significant portion of the interaction is not genuine. This distortion can lead to misguided decisions and allocations of resources. I've seen it time and time and time and time and time again, but I let you continue. The challenges of measuring sentiments. Quantitative data can tell you how many people are talking about your brand, but it struggles to convey the sentiments behind the mentions accurately. Sentiment analysis tools exist, but they often have limitations, especially when interpreting sarcasm, humor, or context. Misjudging the politics perception of your brand can lead to strategies that do more harm than good. Again, we go back to that surface marketing and not having a clear foundation of understanding what digital marketing and having it lead to concurrent marketing levels. When you have one thing lack in your marketing tools, it's going to show. It does nothing. It's a waste of time. And for me, if I feel like you're wasting my time and I'm going around in circles doing something, listen, I've told people if I'm the smartest person in the room, I will remove myself. That's just the way it is. And then you have to understand that there's more nuance to approach. To navigate the deception side of social media analytics, marketers need to be more nuanced, need a more nuanced approach involving looking beyond a surface level matrix to understand the quality of engagement and the actual impact of the business objectives. It also means integrating social media data with other sources of customer information to gain a fuller picture of the consumer behavior and preference. Moreover, marketers should embrace a test and learn mentality. As I stated in the beginning, I tested specifically when we did the yay or nay and then adding the for you yay or nay to build the platform. And marketers, and I'm talking to you all that are listening to this and businesses that are listening to this, marketers should embrace the test and learn, like I said. Recognize that not all strategies will work all across platforms and audience. Let me repeat that. Recognizing that not all strategies will work across all platforms or audiences. So again, we talked about having these generic software like Hootsuite that would send out my particular blog or to these different platforms. It does nothing. And you're sitting here, and I'm gonna give you an example. I did videos for TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. I did those four. The biggest growth that I saw for my videos, and I knew that was going to happen based off of the analytics and the focus of the audience. Instagram grew my followers from, I think it was 86,000 up until 193,000 in the same amount of time it took TikTok to go from 1,295 to 12,100. Facebook gave me 4,000 more. YouTube gave me smaller than that. Why is that significant? Because of the platform, I have to shift from going in and adding keywords or titles that best represents that particular platform for engagements. Again, that's another reason why you don't want to be on all platforms, because it can be time consuming. It can mislead you to other things. Social media in general, and that's why I'm picking on it, because I'm hearing it too much, and it's like unnerving. It's shaky. So let's go again. Let me give you some other things. By continuing to refine your approach based on comprehensive analyzing and analysis of available data, businesses can develop more of an effective data digital marketing strategy that is not solely relying on a shaky, and I'm going to say it, shaky foundations of social media analytics. If you don't believe what I have to say, go and look it up for yourself. Do an in-depth search of what experts outside of myself are saying about social media. And I gave you the reasons why throughout this podcast. While social media analytics can offer valuable insights, they are not to be the all-in and end-all in digital marketing success. By understanding the limitation and adopting more of a holistic view of data interpretation, marketers can better navigate the complexities of the digital marketing landscape. This shift in perspective is not just about improving marketing strategies, but about fostering genuine connections with audience in a way that transcends numbers and charts. And on key, I'm about to hear Daphne, because you know how she is. You know how she is. You'll hear her in the background. But, you know, being captivated, understanding what social media is, navigating through it, preparing to having to switch if you're going the wrong way. Social media is just more than just posting pictures and putting captions to it. Social media is more than just having beautiful pictures and your logo on it. Social media goes beyond Canva. It's a good tool. It's a great tool. I'm learning how to use it because other people are using it. And a lot of the designs that I do through Adobe and other software can be a little bit more complex. Yeah, it can be. So I'm learning all platforms to benefit, not all, but some that can benefit what people are using, Adobe Express, Canva, stuff like that. Having great images works. Having an outreach, having a back end and not a dead end in marketing. And that's what surface level marketing does. Social, and if I can make it more clear, surface level marketing is just basically relying on social media and posting pictures and broad-based marketing and feeling the need to be on every website. That's what it is. So I sincerely hope that this podcast can help. I will be doing some more things. I can talk about authenticity and being transparent with your digital marketing can be very helpful. Like in a world with content, you know, authenticity can emerge and become a beacon guiding towards the way of deeper consumer connection. Audiences are increasingly savvy and seek genuine interaction with a brand. This trend is pushing companies to adapt more of an authentic voice across their social media platforms, moving away from the more polished image to real, relatable content. Behind-the-scenes glimpses, live Q&A sessions, and user-generated content are just a few ways to embracing the shifts. So that's a whole nother conversation. What is really user-generated content? And it's simply not just asking the question. It's more or less engaging with live sessions, live question and answering sessions. But these are the new trends. And if you're relying on things that may have worked for you in the past, okay. You want to work with more captivating things. You want to work with stories that disappear, and that continues to captivate users, offering, you know, a fresh, immediate way to consume content. And we can talk about the whole Risa Tisa situation and the engagement in which she gravitated with clear messages, and she had clear call to actions inside of her messages, which captivated an audience to listen to what she had to say. These trends kind of capitalize on the fear of missing out, FOMO, if you don't know what that is. And it encourages more frequent engagements, these live, especially on TikTok, these lives on TikTok. A lot of streamers are using it. One of the biggest things that I'm starting to do now, and I'm looking at it, and we'll get into more, because I'll have some guides available that I'll put out, some downloadable specifically about this podcast. Discord. Discord generally in 2015 was created for basically the gamers to communicate with one another, but it has become a big business, and it has become a hub for interaction and that continuous increasing personalized marketing to other people. If you have a platform with question and answering, either by parents or by businesses or by churches or anything else like that, you have it right there. I personally am thinking about conducting some workshops and training, Discord for nonprofits, Discord for religious institutions of that sort, because it also can generate funds and money inside of it. Live communication and everything, you know, similar to Zoom, but to a bigger and broader and more intricate communication between people. This is constant. With Zoom, you have to log on. With Discord, is at your feet, similar to Slack. It's just Slack on steroids, basically. So thank you for listening. This is Duchess Robinson from Duchess Robinson from 8x10 Design. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.